Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man. Golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024, 4:23:24, 14 minutes past the hour, 49 degrees, a beautiful morning here with cloudy skies, but you can't tell it if you go outside right now. We're going to kick off the show this morning with one of my favorite people and somebody I spent a portion of last evening with, because as many of you know, back in the beginning of April, I was invited to Philadelphia to induct the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson in the WWE Hall of Fame, and then I was a guest of the WWE for WrestleMania 40. What an event it was. They put us up in the box with the WWE legends. It was a show like none other. And last night, the WWE brought their flagship program, WWE Monday Night Raw, which, by the way, I learned last night is the longest-running weekly television series in the history of television. And it still goes on to this day to the Jerome Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. And when you come to the campus of The Ohio State University, who do you bring as a guest when the WWE has you as their guest in some very nice seats, by the way, but the legendary man himself? Nobody more popular on the Ohio State University campus than this man, and last night's event prove that proof positive. He is in the ESPN Hall of Fame for being a super fan. And he is a super guy, the legendary Buckeye Guy. Buckeye Guy, we went wrestling last night.
Scott Spears, it was toe-to-toe. See, listen, I've never seen nothing like it. Talk about a production. The longest-running TV show in all the world, WWE.
You know, Buckeye Guy, I got to ask you that. Have you ever been a fan of wrestling or went to an event prior to this?
I have always been a fan of wrestling. I had an uncle that took me under his wing early on. I'm talking 4 or 5, watching Bobo Brazil. And yes, I've been several WWE matches.
You know, the production, I did not realize, because I'm a wrestling fan from way back as well, but the production they have now with the spotlights and the lights and the Jumbotron, unbelievable.
And the sound was fantastic. They brought in Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee was there. Are you kidding me?
Pat McAfee is now, I guess, the announcer for Monday Night Raw, one of the announcers.
That guy's got 17 jobs.
I know. He never stops working. He's moving all the time. Now, we had some pretty good seats last night, but to be honest with you, I don't think there was a bad seat in the house.
No. I'm talking. Not, listen, you talked about the production. I went by earlier in the day and saw the bus, the truck, the limos. I mean, it is a number one, first rate show.
Without question, and the athletes have come a long day, certainly from the day of Bobo Brazil.
Oh, man. Yeah, got to give Bobo Brazil. And don't forget the Iron Sheik just a bit.
Oh, the legendary Iron Sheik.
He would throw something in your eyes or something, man, and next thing you know, it was 1, 2, 3, and you're out. Go for the
You know something, Buckeye Guy, that I noticed? We were sitting there last night, and at one point I was looking up into the rafters, and I could not find an empty seat. And I think, boy, it's a testament.
Oh, no. It was, you know, packed to the gills. Couldn't get another soul in there. God, I truly want to thank you for the invite. You know, 20 minutes from my home. It was great, man. And a international show right here in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, absolutely. And it was very interesting because as soon as you walk in, everybody knows Buckeye Guy, wants to take a selfie, wants to take a picture. What is that like, even to walk into a WWE event and have that happen?
Listen, man, it is outstanding, over the top. And as you know, you and I have put in a bunch of work in the off season. So it's 24/7, 365. We're just out there having fun. And I want to take as many photos as your phone SIM card will hold.
Absolutely. And always very kind with all of the fans there. And that's important thing.
Listen, let me tell you something. Without the fans, none of that's there. The building itself isn't there without the fans. You know, I talk to people all the time, and, man, listen, you want to be cordial if, in fact, you can, and take as many as you possibly can. And so I'm the king of selfies, self-professed. Thank you very much. And if you hand me your phone, I'll hand it back to you with a beautiful image on it in less than 2 to 3 seconds. So if I want to give that to you as a gift, it's forever.
You know, Buckeye Guy, when we think about this on a large scale, is there anything that rivals the production values? Because I think people don't understand that, because somebody like you or I might not be familiar with all of the wrestlers today, but just to sit in that arena it's like a light show.
Oh, it was a light show. The music, it was so loud, you could hear your heart thumping. The lights were so bright, you have to shield your eyes. It was everywhere. WWE has took it to the next level. We want to give Vince McMahon credit for, you know, having a little territory, you know, in Minnesota from his dad, and now making it an international thing. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, they call him Triple H. Triple H's the head of the darn show now, and he was there last night, hands-on, doing everything that he possibly could. He's going to be in Cincinnati this Friday for the draft, the WWE draft. It's going to be unbelievable. So is the National Football League draft going to be coming up in 2 days, too. So it's a lot of stuff, and if these guys are going up against, they're making it a good show.
And I got to ask you a little bit about football here, but I have one more question about the WWE, and that is, when we look at the whole thing, one thing that surprised me last night is the fans. They know the hand gestures. They know the call. Oh, it's something else.
It's a religion. Are you kidding me? They know every guy from top to bottom. And I'm sure there were probably 50 people that ran out of that booth last night. Every fan knows every participant, top to bottom. I'm telling you, listen, and these guys are more stronger, more agile, come off the ropes like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat would be jumped.
Oh, absolutely. And you know something else I noticed? Because it is a television production, and a lot of the stuff goes on backstage, when you're in the arena, they have so many screens up where you can watch what's going on and hear. It's just like you're watching it at home, except the action's going on in the ring right in front of your face.
They were showing people walking off the bus! Earlier in the day, they were showing people in the back hall, the alleyways, telling man, listen, it's an all-access pass. The only thing that rivals this would be top field drag racing, where every ticket is a pit pass.
And I could hear Buckeye Guy, wham, bam, down there, calling the action.
Man, I got excited right from the beginning, just like you said. As soon as you walk in, man, you know you are in something special.
You certainly do. And just to turn our attention to college football here, which, of course, we're apt to do on this program, the spring game was a few weeks ago. How did that all go, Buckeye Guy?
Man, let me tell you something, man. 75, 80,000 people in the shoe. Spring game for some, real game for Buckeye Guy.
Now, well, what is the symbolic nature of the spring game for people?
We understand that most of the people there, 90, 95%, have never even been to the shoe. So they get a chance to get in the holy grail of college football here in Columbus, Ohio. Because the ticket price is $1,000 so that affords a family that they can actually come, take their kids, show where Archie Griffin, the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, played, you know. And so those are some things that fathers and mothers and couples can show their kids at an affordable price. That right there is outstanding. And to get a chance to see all of the former Ezekiel Elliott came up. Buckeye guy, how you doing? You know, Denzel Ward of the Cleveland Browns. Buckeye guy, how you doing? You know, and there was several people there, and there's so many layers of goodness there. Oh, and by the way, this year, Fox broadcasted the show live on TV.
Terrific. As we get ready to head into the season in the fall, how do you feel about this upcoming year?
Man, listen. We're loaded. It's California or bust. I said it 4 months before the season. It's California or bust, period. We got to go handle this business, get back on the winning train. Well, we've always won, but we've got to win the big one. There's some things that we need to do. We need to tie up some old loose strings and get back to our winning ways.
One more question here, Buckeye Guy, because it came up last week, and we've talked about this on the program, and I want to read this here just so I get it right. The Michigan football program will be on probation for the next 3 years and will face other penalties from the NCAA due to violations during a COVID-19 dead period and for having non-coaching staff members participate in impermissible roles under former coach Jim Harbaugh. The penalties, which also include a fine for Michigan and recruiting penalties, were part of a deal between the NCAA enforcement staff and the University of Michigan, and also five individuals who currently or previously worked for the football program. According to the release from the NCAA, one former coach did not participate in the agreement, and that portion of the case will be considered separately by the Committee of Infractions. The coach who did not participate is not named by the NCAA. Harbaugh served a school-imposed three-game suspension at the start of the 2023 season because of these violations, which are separate from the sign-stealing saga involving, that broke last year, let's put it that way. What did you make of the penalties here dumped on Michigan?
Listen, for the first time, I just heard this now. I'm going to chew on this, see how it works out, but there's no excuses. We've lost to that team 3 years in a row. And they went on to win the national championship one last year. Coach Harbaugh is no longer with the team. He's with the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm sure he'll do a fine job there, as he always will. Here it is. That's our rival. Our rival game is very important to both teams. Certainly important to the Ohio State University. So we look so very forward to the upcoming season and tilts that we have to do, not only with the school up north, but each and every team that is in the Big Ten, which is four more teams than we didn't have last year.
How important is the loss of Jim Harbaugh to Michigan at this point?
Listen, it must not be too much of a fall off, because their assistant coach got a five-year, $30 million contract to keep the train on the track. So listen, that guy, he beat Michigan State, he beat Penn State, and he beat the Ohio State University on a collision course with Alabama for the national championship and came out victorious.
Certainly not a team to be overlooked.
No, thank you, Scott. That's exactly it. You can't overlook them, guys, because those guys, whatever sanctions they have, whatever penalties they get, whatever, listen, you still play the game come Saturday, come noon.
Well, Buckeye Guy, it was a great pleasure to be there with you last night, and I almost expected at one point for you to jump in the ring and give somebody a body slam.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. We'll leave that kind of stuff to the Hall of Famer, Thunderbolt Patterson, and congratulations to Thunderbolt.
absolutely unbelievable night at the Jerome Schottenstein Center last night with the longest-running television program in the history of television, weekly program, WWE Raw, and what a great job they do. Thank you, Buckeye Guy.
Thanks, Scott Spears. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. The legendary Buckeye Guy, I'll tell you, it was a fun night last night, and I really was not sure yesterday if I was going to go to that game. But then there was interest from Matt, and there was interest from Terry, and I thought, you know, Buckeye Guy wants to go to this. Why not? It's just 45 minutes up the road, and that's really all it was last night to get there to the Schottenstein Center. But again, and I want to say this, the cordialness of the WWE, they gave me great tickets. I'm not going to mention the ticket price because I do know what it was. I did not pay that because of the WWE's kindness, but that place was sold out. There was not a seat to be found, and they gave me great seats. And the ticket price, if I had bought those, it would have cost a little chunk of change to go to that game last night. So I thank the WWE again for their kindness. They are a class act. Don't ever doubt it. You don't have to like wrestling to know that the WWE is a class act. And let me tell you, as I've said before, I have not watched wrestling on any kind of basis in the last 20 years, and I really don't know a lot of the people who are out there now. I know very few. I'm starting to know more because of the recent involvement. But it's not really about the wrestling. It's about the show that they put on. You cannot, unless you're there, you cannot understand the light show and the special effects show and the Jumbotron and everything that they do. That arena is unbelievable. And the fans' reaction, I've never seen fans like that. There is just something about the WWE fan that is different than any other fan that I know. It is unbelievable. And I've used that word a lot this morning, but it really, really was. And it was fun to be there with Buckeye Guy because everybody knows him, certainly on the campus of The Ohio State University, and it just is fun. Now, the phone lines are open if you have any questions, 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, the pollen is killing me in the throat area this time of year. I'm going to have to, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to break down and start taking some kind of allergy medication in the morning, or else my voice is going to be shot each and every morning here. But what fun we had last night, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. No better place to open up here this morning than with Buckeye Guy talking about the WWE last night at the Jerome Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio. And I got to admit, for all the people who were there last night, and I'm not sure what the attendance ended up being, but we did not have to park that far away. So that wasn't even a huge issue. We didn't have to park that far at all. Also, they have very affordable. Now, this won't sound affordable when I say it, but to get a beverage there, they have a $9 drink. Now, the $9 drink gets you free refills all night. Now, you have to get there a little early. The event started at 7:30, so we got there around 6:37. So if you get that drink at that point, the event does not end until 11 o'clock. The WWE is live on television from 8 until 11 o'clock. And you can refill that drink as many times as you want all night long. So for $9, you've got a drink for about 4.5 hours. Now think of what you would pay if you bought a drink, let's say maybe every hour or every hour and a half. You would be far in over $9. So the prices were very affordable. They had a Donato's pizza in there if you wanted Donato's pizza. They had the normal concession stand food, French fries, things of that nature. It's just a very nice building and a very big asset to the state of Ohio and certainly the Ohio State University campus. So I got to tip my Cubs hat to them, Cubs cap to them for how they handled that. And again, to the WWE for the production that they put on. It's second to none. And the things that they do for their fans. Now, I do have to admit, I did not eat anything at the game. So apparently that continues, or the event. I did not eat anything. But I did drink. I did drink. I got one of the refillable $9 drinks, so I did do that. But other than that, a good time was had by all. And we got back to Marion very quick. It was not bad at all. Hit 315, hit 23, and got back here in a fair amount of time last night. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the unfortunate thing, I'll tell you, timing is everything in life, isn't it? I could not, last night, I believe, was a city council meeting, and I could not go to the city council meeting, obviously, because I was down at this event in Columbus, and the last city council meeting I could not go to because Thunderbolt was visiting from Atlanta. So, hopefully, if everything pans out okay, I'll be at the next city council meeting. But did anybody go to the city council meeting last night? Was there anything of interest that went on last night? I know some of those city council meetings, people have gotten a little hot under the collar as of late, and certainly had a lot to say. But anything of interest go on last night? Did anybody attend that particular meeting? I don't know. I'll eventually be back. I hope probably 2 weeks is when the next city council meeting will be. So I hope to be back for that. But it'd be curious to know what's going on down there at City Hall at this particular point, because I have not been to a meeting in about a month. And last time I was down there, with all the information we were learning, there seemed to be a lot of things that maybe were a little suspect, kind of suspect. I don't know how you'd refer to it, to be honest with you. I guess it's just the way it is at this particular point. 35 minutes past the hour. Phone lines open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, our big news yesterday morning was that we learned that a Wendy's will be opening on North Main Street, right across from McDonald's, where the computer store used to be over there, sometime soon. So we're all interested in that. And it beckons the question again from me, what is going on North Main Street? You know, again, we talk about downtown Marion a lot, and we certainly talk about the east side of town, which does very well. But North Main Street has all of these businesses that are owned by corporations that do very well that are opening right there on North Main Street. And now Wendy's, a third Wendy's for Marion, added to McDonald's and Rally's and Dairy Queen and Victor's Tacos and Stewart's Root Beer and Taco Bell. And everything else down there, there's got to be something going on. And it's also so interesting to me that they're always trying to build up downtown Marion. And downtown Marion is only about a mile from North Main Street. So what is the difference between North Main Street and downtown Marion? You think one of these businesses would want to maybe open up in downtown Marion. I don't know. Is it the distance thing? Because, again, you think about it, and I'm not sure of the mileage of this, but the Wendy's and the McDonald's, which are out by the mall, are really not that far from the Wendy's and McDonald's that are going to open up on North Main Street. I mean, what, 2 or 3 miles, if that? I mean, the distance is not that far at all. Do they draw from a lot of people downtown? Is that what it is? I don't know. What do you make of the development of North Main Street here in town? And where are all the people? Because there aren't really a whole lot of businesses, office businesses. Maybe it's the factories. Is it the factories over there that are supplying these businesses, or maybe the communities over there? Or I don't know what it is. You know, I always wondered the same thing with the Fair Park area. You know, the Fair Park area has their own grocery store. Right now it's King Saver, and they have their own little drive-through over there. I believe it's still called Dino's. They have their pizza place, Genova's. They have their own gas station, Duke, over there, and it all seems to go very well. And that's a little community. And that road, Fairground, is not a hugely traveled road, really, outside of the fair. So why is that an area of commerce here in Marion? Does anybody have any ideas? Why on the north end of town? Because really, the west end doesn't have a whole lot of anything. A gas station here or there, convenience store, something like that. The south end has seemingly been hit the hardest, probably lost more business than any other part of town, the south end of town. The east end continues to do well, but the north end, I would have to say right now, is right behind the east end as far as growth in business. They might have more business than the south end of town right now, the north end of town, which I find fascinating. I don't know what drives that. It's not centrally located. I mean, it is on 423, but not many people use 423 anymore, considering most people take the 23 bypass on the east side of town, which is what drove all the business out to that side of town. I don't know what it is. Does anybody have a thought? That's a nice, easy question. There's no hidden agenda in that question. 740-751-4038. But again, we learned yesterday that a Wendy's will be opening up on the north end of town sometime soon. They throw those things up awful quick where the old computer store used to be. So you'll be able to get your big bacon classic triple with a large fry and a large diet and a frosty soon on North Main Street. Can't go wrong there at all. Okay. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, still have not heard anything from Ray Grogan's office in regard to Miranda McGinnis. I don't think anything happened at the city council meeting in regard to that last night, but I don't know. I do want to say again, and I think I said this yesterday, I don't remember if I got sidetracked when I was saying it or not, but as many of you know, the mayor has always come on my show for many, many years, once a month. Started with Jack Kellogg years ago. He would come on once a month, and we would always have a nice conversation. It continued with Mayor Schertzer for 16 years, and we have yet to do that with Mayor Bill Collins 4 months into his term. And I do want to say again, the news, to a high degree, has not been favorable to Mayor Collins. I would admit that. There's no doubt about it, but it's the news, and you've got to cover it. It's nothing about the person. It's just about what's going on in the city. Now, I truly believe, and I've been told, that Mayor Collins either listens to this show or has somebody who does listen to this show. So let me say this on that particular note. Mayor Collins, I mean, I would think, would have to know that I know, like, or anything against Mayor Collins in a long time. When he was the chief of police, with the sheriff deputy, we've always gotten along just fine. We were close in any way, but when I saw him, it was always fine. He called in on election night. It was okay, no problem. So I don't know, other than reporting on what's going on in Marion, created any kind of a problem. But I would hope that at some point he would come on for an interview, because I think he would find that the interview is fair. Now, are there some tough questions? Well, of course there's some tough questions. I mean, I think there were tough questions of Mayor Schertzer. I think there were tough questions of Mayor Kellogg. No doubt about it. But I think Mayor Collins, you have to go, listen, to be the chief of police, to be the deputy sheriff, and now to be the mayor, you've got to know how to handle tough situations. And I doubt that I'm the toughest situation that anybody's ever handled. And I would think coming on with me and answering questions would do a lot of good on his behalf, certainly with the citizens of Marion. I think people would say, oh, okay, well, that's how he feels. And that's what's going on there. I think explaining things helps a lot. So my I don't know what you would call it here this morning. My offer to Mayor Collins is, come on anytime you like. We'll have you on. We'll talk. We're going to talk about the serious stuff. But you get to answer, and I don't think I'm somebody who accuses anybody of anything. I will ask the question, and then you can answer it however you like. And I think at the end of the day, it does everybody a lot of good. Now, that's my opinion, but if this gets back to him, I hope I hear from him. And I honestly think once we got done with the first interview of him being mayor, I don't think there'd be any trouble doing the monthly interviews. I think they'd be fine, and I think they'd be beneficial to him. So that's my thought on that at this particular point. 44 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines, again, are open, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. 51 degrees now here in the Marion area, and cloudy skies. 740-751-4038. Well, I'm getting a message here this morning. Matt is listening. I wonder if Matt got to hear Buckeye Guy this morning. Matt's, or Buckeye Guy's little wrap-up of the wrestling event last night. You know, it's possible that Bill will never come on. You know, you can't force people on the show, but I do believe that you talk about it. I do believe you bring it up because I think that's what's important day to day. You just have to keep on keeping on because public officials are public officials and you want to give them the opportunity to come on and say what they need to say. This is why you try not to give your opinion on things, issues, because I do think that's a little bit intimidating when you give your opinion on an issue and you know that's how the reporter feels. So you come on their show and you already know they've made up their mind on how they feel about that issue, and they're probably not going to have an open mind on that. I have an open mind on any issue. Until I hear from both sides, I am completely open-minded on issues. It's kind of like having an argument. You know, I was having this conversation last night. Some people like to argue, and that's okay. I mean, people can argue all day long. To me, what I have learned over the years is that most people are not going to change how they feel, whether or not you have the argument or not. Now, you can present your case on why you feel the way you do, but as long as it's in an argumentative form, people feel attacked, and they might stop the argument, but you certainly have not changed their mind. So I'm not really sure the point of an argument, except just to entertain yourself, I guess. I don't know. Because I would want to change people's minds more than argue with them. And I think an argument does not change people's minds. I think a conversation can change people's minds, but I'm not sure if an argument does. And also, I've learned that also what people want in life is to be told that they're okay. You know, you don't have to tell them they're right. If you don't agree with what they are saying, you certainly don't have to change your mind or lie and say that they're right. But just let them know they're okay. Yeah, I understand that that's your opinion. Okay. That's it. You know, and I think that's fine. People are allowed to have their own opinions that are not your opinions. And I think if we just were able to listen to people more often than talk past them. Have you ever noticed when you're in a conversation with certain people, they try to cut you off before you even finish the sentence? Now, you already know they're not paying attention to you. Because if they were paying attention to you, they would let you finish the sentence. Or they're already thinking about the next thing that they're going to say. So I just think dialogue is really where it's at. If you're truly into changing people's minds and changing opinions and trying to bring new information to the table, a dialogue is really what you want to have. And that's what I would want to have with Mayor Collins. It's not an accusatory interview. I would want to say, these are the issues that are on the table. How do you feel about them? What is the truth behind these issues as you see it? That's really the interview that you want to have. Okay, 48 minutes past the hour here, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Are we going to hear from Ray Grogan in regard to Miranda McGuinness? I don't know. We certainly have passed the 90-day mark. I believe we passed that early last week. I don't know why I have not heard anything from Ray, because I certainly have reached out to him, and in the past, there was never an issue with getting a response on something. So I really don't know what's going on there. I wonder, as time goes on, how that will all shake out. But we hope it will shake out in a positive way. Let's put it that way. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, you know, we talked yesterday about the Friday night program. Last week's Friday night program certainly was one for the ages. Miranda Hundley and Mike Wilson were in, along with Matt and myself. You know, I still... Yesterday, I ran into one of our listeners in the store, and they were telling me how interesting they thought that program was. And I don't know. It was definitely entertaining. Let me put it that way. There was definitely a lot of entertainment value in that particular program. But, you know, some of the stuff that was being said, mostly by Miranda, was very, very interesting. I just think that she has a different take and a different perspective on life than most people have. I think she kind of lives off in her own little area, which nothing is wrong with that. You know, quirky people, I think, make things interesting. I think if we all agreed on everything and everything was status quo, I don't know that life would be all that interesting. So it made last Friday night's show very interesting. And again, it was the juxtaposition of the people. You know, you had Miranda, who's in her 20s, has some kids, and certainly has a different perspective on life than I think certainly a Mike Wilson, who is, you know, over the age of 50, and I think sees things a little differently than maybe Matt does, who's in his 20s, or I do. And I think that's what made it interesting. But there were a lot of areas where we did all see eye to eye. So, you know, I guess it just depends on who's there. It'll be interesting this week when Jessica returns on Friday morning from 9 until 11 to get her opinions on a few things. We've been kind of in and out on that Friday morning thing the last few weeks. She was on spring break, and then we went to Philadelphia, and then she came back for 1 week, and then she had some work to do on a house last week. So that's just been kind of spinning around as time has went on. But she'll be back this week, as far as I know, and we'll have a good program on Friday morning, and we'll continue on with the Friday night program and see who's going to guest on that particular program. Oh, I did want to say yesterday, because there was some confusion on who was going to be on Matt's show on Friday night. This Friday night, the guest will be Heidi Lee Morgan, who is a former professional wrestler. We keep that going here, who Matt met at WrestleMania. So that will go on this Friday night. And then the following Friday night, I believe, will be the conversation in regard to history, kind of a round table type of conversation, I believe is what it will be. So there you go. That's how the next 2 weeks will go with that show, 10:15 to 11 p.m. on Friday night here on WGH Talk. And again, the phone lines are open, 52 minutes past the hour, if there's anything anybody would like to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, oh, here's something else. You know, I'm thinking on the fly here this morning. Yesterday, and this was not that bad of an event, so I don't want to make it sound like it was a bad event. It really wasn't. But I know somebody who writes a blog. And, you know, the blogs are kind of like the online journals. I don't think you would call them a diary, but it's kind of like an online journal. And I did not know this friend of mine had a blog until recently. So I started to read this blog because you want to be, you know, supportive and helpful and read the blog and see what's going on. And I was reading this blog, and I just had a lot of questions in regard to the blog. I'm a curious person, and I just had questions. I mean, I'm not saying the blog was good or the blog was bad. I would not judge somebody's work, but I just felt that I had some questions in regard to what was being said in the blog. And I could tell, as I started to ask this person questions yesterday, that they were not very happy that I was asking them these questions. And I think they felt that I was being critical of their work on purpose, which I don't think I was being critical. I really don't, because I think I was just asking questions. Because there were certain things that I just did not understand about what was being said. Now, it could be because I'm not in that situation, so I don't understand it. Now, that also came off bad when I said that I didn't understand what the thing was about. And I guess to a certain degree, I can understand why somebody would take that to some kind of offense. But it wasn't meant as an offensive comment. I don't know. My question this morning is, do you think people are a little too touchy? You know, I guess when it's your own personal work, maybe you're a little more defensive about it than you would be if it was not your own work. If somebody were just asking questions maybe about a newspaper article or something they read on the internet, maybe you wouldn't be so defensive about it as it is with your own work. Now, I have to say, I am really, because this is my work every morning to come on and do 2 hours with you, the listening audience, I really am not that defensive when somebody criticizes or critiques this program. Now, the reason for that is because, you know, you can only do so many good shows. When you're doing 2 hours a morning, you can't hit a home run every day. Now, you try to do the best show you can every day. You try to be entertaining. You try to do the best you can. But you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if people are going to call in. You don't know if the subjects are going to be interesting. You don't know if the guests are going to be interesting. You never know what's going to go on when you turn on the microphone in the morning. So I really am not that sensitive when somebody critiques the program that I'm doing, because it's all subjective anyway. You know, what's interesting to one person may not be interesting to another person. So you just deal with it in that particular way. You know, as I've always said, some mornings I'll come on here and talk all morning about city council. And some people can't stand that because they don't want to hear about politics. And then some mornings, you come on and you talk about anything but politics, and some people say, well, why aren't you talking about what's going on with City Hall? So it just kind of depends. It's just the way it goes. So you don't take that personally. You just understand that's what the audience feels. But some people are very, very sensitive about their work. And I guess the question is, do you think people are overly sensitive about their work? 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, I had a gentleman come up to me yesterday, and I have to admit, I do not eat a lot of donuts. But this guy was buying a Kroger donut, one of the bakery donuts. And he said to me that, I believe what he said, I want to make sure I get this right, that Walmart had superior donuts to Kroger, but that Andrews had the best. Now, I've had Andrews, so I have to say Andrews definitely does have a good donut. But I've never had a Walmart donut. And I honestly can't remember a time that I've had a Kroger donut. I'm sure I have, but I don't remember it. So obviously it did not leave that huge an impression on me if I did have one. But has anybody ever had a Walmart donut? Are Walmart donuts better than Kroger donuts from the bakery? And are they both far behind Andrew's Donuts here in town, our long-standing bakery, which we all appreciate to a high degree? I don't know. 740-751-4038. See, now this is an hour of programming. We start talking with Buckeye Guy about WWE, and we end talking about donuts. Now, to me, that is a well-rounded program, if nothing else is. From WWE and the Ohio State Buckeyes to donuts. That's the agenda here on this particular program. See, you have to go through a lot of segues to get from WWE to Donuts and Marion before the hour is up. But the hour is about up, but we've got a whole nother hour coming up. So I don't want you to turn away. And if you've been thinking about calling in, feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. I'm going to try to clear the throat of all the pollen during the break. And then we'll be back after the break with much more to talk about here on the AM show. Be back after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy.